Peace be unto you. Can we please bow our heads down and pray? Father, Lord, I thank you for bringing us here. Father, I'm just an empty vessel. I want you to fill me with your Holy Spirit so I can spread the word, oh God. So at least you can understand what I'm saying. Amen.
Amen.
It's a privilege to be up here. So I thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to come up here and preach the word of God. So I'm going to start this. The theme of today's sermon is Humility Brings Exaltation. I'm going to start this sermon with a couple stories. The first one being, there was a young woman. She was the CEO of a big company. So there was a certain day she had to go to the company to interview a potential employee. As she was going with the taxi, with the driver had a medical attention to attend to. His kid was in the hospital. So she told the driver to go ahead with the car and she'll find a way to the company. So she's waiting by the side of the street, waiting for a cab to come pick her up. As she's waiting, a young lady is standing right beside her, waiting for the cab. So a car pulls in, and as she's trying to get into the car, the young lady drags her back and tells her that, "Oh, this is not your car, this is my car, so stay back and let me enter." So the husband, who was in the car at the time, saw what happened and told his wife at the time that, "Oh, this is not what you're supposed to do. Just let the lady come in, and I'll just give you guys both a ride." So in the end, he gives both ladies a ride to the company. As he gets there, they both get out, and he tells the woman, "Oh, please, don't leave. I'll give you a ride to wherever you have to go." And the lady tells the driver that, "Oh, it's her company. She just came to interview a potential employee, which was the man's wife." And as she saw the man's wife's behavior, she told the man she doesn't believe the woman will get the job, even if she came with the best behavior. So what I'm trying to tell you guys with that story is, no matter where you go, no matter who you meet, it's not about who you are in status. It's about how you treat other people. Because sometimes we look at other people and we think, oh, they're beneath us. And we always exalt ourselves in the presence of others. So what I'm trying to tell you is, no matter who you are, no matter how high you are in status, always stay humble. Because the Lord always favors those who stay humble, and he punishes those who are proud. Amen. So the second story will be taken from the story of Abraham. So as we all know, Abraham was very blessed. God loved him because he was very obedient to the Lord. So the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, whose name became Abraham later. So at the time, Abraham was 99 years old. So as I was saying, the Lord loved Abraham. So there was a certain time when the Lord talked to Abraham, and Abraham went inside his house to sit down. So as Abraham was sitting down, he saw three strangers standing nearby. So he rushed to them, bowed his head down, and told them to come in, and he would take care of them, wash their feet, and prepare food for them. So as they came in, he told his wife to make the best bread, got the best calf, gave it to a servant, who made it into food, and served it to the strangers. So as they were sitting there eating, they prophesied to Abraham that he would have a son. At the time, Abraham was very old, so it wasn't really likely for him to have a son during that time. He was 99 years old. So later on, he had a son named Isaac, as we all know. So what I'm trying to tell you is, after what happened during that, God told him of his plans with Sodom and Gomorrah, which he was going to destroy at the time. And Abraham, who was obedient to God at the time, asked the Lord, "Oh Lord, what if I find 10 people who are faithful in that land? Would you still save it?" And the Lord told Abraham, "Yes." So what I'm trying to tell you is, the little acts of kindness you guys do to others always pays off. Because Abraham did one act of kindness to three strangers, and he was able to intercede for a great nation and his nephew Lot. So whatever you do in life, always remember, be hospitable towards others, because no matter what, it's going to come back to you and bless you. Amen. And last but not least, the story of Samson. So as many of us might not know, Samson was a Nazarite. So the Nazarite were a devoted set of Jews. So as kids, they vowed not to drink alcohol, not to cut their hair, and not to be in the presence of a dead corpse. So as a kid, Samson was blessed with strength. When he was blessed with the strength, the Lord promised his mom not to cut his hair. So as a kid, Samson didn't cut his hair until he got older. But the thing about Samson was, even though Samson was blessed with strength, he was very arrogant and angry. So Samson met a girl who was a Philistine named Delilah. And Samson, being who he is, he told Delilah his secret to his strength. And Delilah at the time, who was a Philistine, worked for the army. So they came up with a plan to attack Samson and weaken him so they could kill him. So it was a certain day, he went over to Delilah's house, they were drinking, and Delilah asked him, "Where does your strength come from?" And being arrogant, being who he is, he told Delilah that his strength came from his hair. And Delilah cut his hair off, tied him with a rope, and called the Philistine army, who then later came and took him and imprisoned him. And when they imprisoned him, they gouged his eyes out, and they used him as entertainment. It was a certain day in particular when they were drinking and they were worshiping the other gods, and they asked one of their servants to bring Samson out so they could use him as entertainment. So Samson asked one of the servants, "Can you please tie me up between the pillars that support the temple?" So as he's tied up there and they're laughing, he asked the Lord one more time to give him strength so that he could bring down the pillar and kill the Philistines. The Lord blessed him with the strength, and he was able to kill the Philistines. So what I'm trying to get at is, in life, God blesses us with a lot of things. Just as much that he can bless you with it, he can also take it away from you. So whatever you do, always be careful of the things you do and things you say. Because at a time, if you're arrogant, it's not going to lead you anywhere. Always stay humble. Because there are times when we meet certain people who might think, "Oh, he's not that. But then when we later start talking to them, we realize, "Oh, he's a very smart man." So always, no matter what you do, whoever you are, I don't care if you're the president, if you're a secretary, whatever you are, stay humble. Because there are a lot of times when we all go around, we have a lot of people in this church who are rich. We all go around saying, "Oh, I have money, I have this." If you have money and you think, "Oh, I'm too great for this," you're not going to make it in life. So always stay humble. Hallelujah. So before I end this, I'm going to say a scripture for you guys. So this scripture can be found in Proverbs 22, verse 4. It said, "Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life." This actually reminds me of Job. So Job was blessed. Really blessed. So at one time when the God and Satan made a deal that he would test Job. And during those tests, Job lost everything. He lost his wife, his kids, his cattle, everything. And during this time, his wife told him to curse the Lord and get it over with. But Job, being who he is, was a very obedient at the time, didn't do it. He stayed humble, and in the end, he was blessed. So what I'm trying to leave you guys with is humble beginnings, great endings. Amen.